Now, the three-year-old is a different story. The three-year-old, here's her deal. She's a three-year-old. That's really it. She's 3 years old. The other day, I got in a fight with her. Whose fault is that? I'm 41, and she's three. It's always your fault with a three-year-old, always, because they are just what they are. They can't help it. Just tape the windows. It's a fucking hurricane. Just wait. Anytime you're like this with a three-year-old, don't you understand? You're an idiot. That's you being in it. Don't you understand? No, I don't, Dad. I haven't developed enough. You just have to wait. But it was partly her fault because she wore me down. Let me tell you what happened. It was this horrible, horrible day. It started the night before because she woke me up all night. Just woke me up every fucking, just 10 minutes. Just woke me up. Just, Dad, with nothing. That's the worst part. Daddy! Whoa, what is it? Oh, fuck you. You got nothing. You bullshitter, you. So now it's the next morning. I'm making breakfast and I'm gone. I'm insane. I drank too much coffee to overcompensate, and I'm like, I keep having these moments where it's like, and there's nothing there, just nothing. Okay, Jesus. I'm making French toast. She's over there sitting in her little chair, just fucking anger, just pure, she's a little ball of anger. She's like, I want French toast! I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm making, honey. I'm making French toast. I'm bringing it over. Yeah. Give me syrup! Yes, of course, I'll give you syrup, I always do. I love you very much. Cut it for me! I'm happy to cut it for you. You're not asking nicely, but it's okay. I'll cut it for you, baby. I love you very much. Then she's looking at her plate, and she's literally going, because she needs to be, want something, you know? She didn't, there's nothing logical for her to want, so her brain has to go somewhere crazy. So she's looking at her plate, she goes, I don't know which piece to eat. And I'm still not engaging. I'm like, oh, I know, honey, that's hard. That's really hard. I'll just make a list of pros and cons for every piece and I'll help you with it later. And I look at her and she's walking towards me now with the plate just vertical with syrup fucking going on the floor. She's like, help me! I'm not helping! And I'm standing there, like, looking at her. And I love her. And I'm proud of her in a way. Because I know she'll never want for anything. She'll beat the shit out of people. She'll kill people for meat after the apocalypse. She'll be one of those. And then later I'm trying to get them dressed for school and now the clock's ticking and I'm like, and I'm trying to put a sweater on her and it's impossible. The sweater has buttons that just don't exist and I'm fucking my fat fingers and they're full of sweat and I have just tears going down my cheeks. Crazy tears. I'm not crying, I'm like smiling with tears. Copious, I can't put on the sweater. I can't put on the sweater. I really can't do it. And she's going like this. So I give her a Fig Newton just to immobilize her, just to stop it. Because she loves Fig Newtons. I go, here honey, have a Fig Newton. She goes, they're not called Fig Newtons. They're called Pig Newtons. And I go, no, they're not. They're called Fig Newtons. And right away in my head, I'm like, what are you doing? Why? What is to be gained? What do you care? Just, yeah, Pig Newtons, fine. Go ahead. Good luck to you. Go through life. See what kind of job you can hold down with shit like that clanging around in your head. I don't care. I'll be dead. But for some reason, I engaged. No, honey, they're called Fig Newtons. She goes, now you don't know. You don't know. They're called Pig Newtons. And I feel this rage building inside. Just because it's not that she's wrong. She's three. She's entitled to be wrong. But it's the fucking arrogance of this kid. No humility. No decent sense of self-doubt. She's not going like, Dad, I think those are Pig Newtons. Are you sure that you have it right? She's not saying that. She's not going like, Dad, I'm pretty sure those are Pig Newtons, which would be a little cunty, but acceptable. I could deal with that. She's giving me nothing. Now, you don't know. Those are Pig Newtons. I'm like, really? I don't know? I don't know.
Dude, I'm not even using my memory right now, okay? I'm reading the fucking box that the shit came out of. It says it. Where are you getting your information? How do you fuck with me on this? You're 3 and I'm 41. What are the odds that you're right and I'm wrong? What are the sheer odds of that? And take a bite of the cookie. Does it taste like a pork cookie, motherfucker? I don't think so. Why would they call it a pig Newton? What's, oh, it tastes like figs. Fucking interesting that, isn't it? I didn't say a word of that, obviously. But anyway, later, I've got the kids dressed. It's winter, we've got all the layers on, and it's time to go to school. And I've got 10 minutes to get to a school that's 10 minutes away, which is a horrible feeling. I put my hand on the door to leave, and all of a sudden I go, I gotta take a shit. Take the coats off, kids, we're gonna be late. You're gonna be 40 minutes late, I don't give a shit. I am not walking to school like this. I can't use the bathroom at the school because child molesters ruin that for everybody. Just swear, I'm shitting here. So I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm shitting. With the door open, by the way. That's my life. 2 kids by myself. I can't shit with the door closed unless I gather them into the bathroom to watch Daddy take a dump. Which I've done with a little one. Honey, we gotta poop when you're too crazy. Just come with me, you gotta come with me. So I'm sitting there and I'm shitting and I'm trying to see them in the other room. Honey, stay between the tables. I can't see you, I said. The little one walks into view naked. It's all gone. All gone. Walks up, looks at me. And then, I don't know why, but she shows me her ass. It's something she always does when she's like, mm. Look at it! Daddy, you're not looking! So I'm sitting there shitting, looking at her ass. And I saw something that I'd never seen before. And I'm gonna describe it to you the way that I saw it, because it just, I didn't know what I was looking at. I'm looking at her little white ass, she's white, little perfect little white ass. And right in the center of it, this little black dot just, boop, appeared, like magic. That's what it looked like to me, because I've never seen shit actually coming out of an ass before. I never saw that. I never saw the shit, like the crowning, the shit coming out. And if you ever do see that, it's fucking bananas, man. It's weird and upsetting. I yelled, I went, ah! And the second later, just, she just drops this massive, I felt the impact tremor under my feet. This huge pile of shit. Just a pile, like several people's pile of shit. Like a porta potty on the last day of the festival. Just a huge, huge pile of shit. How? She's 3. This kid shits like a bear. I don't understand it. Seriously, if you were in the woods and you saw shit like that, you'd be like, let's get the fuck out of here! Run! Huge pile of shit. As big as her whole body, easily. I thought she would just crumple like a balloon on top of it. Weird. She's standing there, just straddling this huge shit, presenting it like. She slips, falls right into her own shit. Yes, fell, I was there, fell right in the middle of her own heap of shit. Her head hit the floor. You know that sound of your kid's head hitting the floor? Ooh, oh God. Oh, she's done. That's it for her. She's finished. She's gonna be running to the mailbox once a day. That's about it for her. Now she's laying in her shit, screaming and crying and making an angel. I run over. I'm still shitting, holding a shit-covered child. We're the shit family. That's what we are. The seven-year-old's standing there. I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is horrible. That's my life right now, man. It's like, where in there do I fit, like, getting pussy? Like, there's no place for that. I can't even think about it.